The middle of Hilchos Shabbos, starting Simen Shin and Beis, page 48, Rish Dalel on the Beis. Hakoyre b'sefer. If someone's reading from a book, a scroll, then it's called b'shos l'shos, and it rolls from one domain to another domain. The boy b'sif men is two paragraphs. Sifal says the mechaba. Hakoyre b'sefer l'skuper. If someone's reading from a book on a doorstep. And it rolls one end of the sefer from his hand. And the other end remains in his hand. He can roll it back to himself. Even if it rolled beyond Dalet Amos, even into the public domain, and the doorstep is Rishos Yachid. Because of the disgrace of the holy writings of a sefer, they permitted you to roll it back. Because many people step on the doorstep over there. The specifically holy writings, but other types of things, us is forbidden. Even if it doesn't fall, but into a karmelis, that's a magimisha parak as well. In the Rashba, someone's reading in the sefer. Now, calls from Shalem, all their books, assumed Giloyan was made in the scroll, the way our sefer Torah is made. So someone's reading in the sefer Sivkat Beis Ali Skupa on the doorstep. That is even. If it was a Rishos Yachid, again, she gave us a Tvachim, Rechim, Abba Tvachim. It's 10 Tvachim high, it's 4 Tvachim wide, and in front of the doorstep is going, is the street, is the Rishos Rab. We're going to come in like we see later on. So, Havimin, I would have said, the Nigzu, which make Zer Shalay, Lahakubiz, and not to believe regarding such a case, like the safe, it's like to roll the safer to him, Misham Dilman, enough from the other, cool, because of a case where all of it might fall out of his hand. But also, Gamkin, lesser yet, so I'm still going to come to bring it to him. Oh, the Shah make a chid chadz, there's a issa dairais, there's a liability of a chadz regarding such a case. Come on, Shmolon. That's what I'm telling you. The like reason is that we don't make a gzeh regarding such a case. Shem bizin kizu kaidush. We didn't make this gzeh drabon because of the situation of the disgrace of the holy writings. Although we see in the next sif, someone's on the top of a roof, and in front of the roof is a street. And it rolls one end of the sefer and sent onto the ground. It's forbidden to roll it back to him because there's gezeirah. Here to my doorstep, when many people walk on, like we see in the Ramah, they can be zoyin tefillin kizur kaddish, and there's more of a disgrace with holy writings. Therefore, that's why they were lenient. Sivkot and Gimel. So the story was when the skalgur shechem b'chulu, one end of the sefer rolled out of his hand. And the second, the other end remained in his hand. Right, so what it means to say is, "Venach al aretz." And it rolled, one end rolled out of his hand and landed on the ground. Because the end is when aretz. Because if it's removed from the ground, even a little bit, like don't make klal in the field. Then it's not similar at all to a case of where it would totally fall out, which is the case with geyser four. But like the makes of mishum in the field, that wouldn't be applicable to be geyser because of falling. So that wouldn't even be the problem. It's only if it actually landed. Sivkot and Dalet. So as we see, you can roll it back to yourself. I feel in this galgal b'chul, even if it rolled beyond Dalet Amos. Gam kim muta ligalot sefer. Etzli, still he's permitted to roll the sefer back to him. V'lei chashim, not concerned about osla kule, that maybe he's going to come to be lean lasui arba amos to carry in the Dalet Amos. Abba lehecha denav v'kul miyodo, even where it totally fell out of his hand. Kid dikki through the raisa, where there's a biblical prohibition. Sivkot and hey. And v'afilib rishut harab. Even if this wasn't rishut harab. Not, but that specifically, as the case we're saying, is if the other end is still in his hand. But if the other side also fell to the ground, and even where it just fell into the caramelis, it's also forbidden to bring it back to himself. And they didn't permit this issa derabanan of the caramelis because of the disgrace of the kisei kodesh. Sivkot involved. And even though it fell into Rishos Ram and the scoop of the doorstep was Bishus Hayachid. So says the Mishabur, it's not in Rishos Yachid, it's talking about Rishos Yachid. The doorstep itself was a Bishus Hayachid because of its dimensions. Still, you let it pull it back, some Kwanzai Mishabizian, because of the disgrace of the holy writings, they permitted the Bidar Isaac, because biblically, Mzarg double the Rishos Ram, someone throws something into Rishos Ram. But the other end is still in his hand. It's like, let's say there's a string connecting it, he's allowed to bring it back to him. Because it's not placed down. Keep it shouldn't be other since the other end is still in his hand. It's like they can bring it back to himself, which the Sharatzin Aizdal brings that from the Magad of Ram. And this is look at the Kedushim Kibbeh, because Kedushim number one brings that because he wonders on the Rambam which is the source of this halacha, that if the one end of the object is still in his hand, they could bring it back to himself, it's not considered as anacha. Why do you need that you could bring it back to yourself? Since some of the vessel is still in his hand, it's considered that some of it is in Rosh Hashanah, and there's no anacha Rosh Hashanah. The Rebbe ends off, the Rebbe is talking about a situation where the actual vessel is not in his hand at all. It's just that it's a string, it's a rope that's attached to the vessel that's found in his hand, as brought in his words over there. And therefore, he needed a reason that you can bring it back to where you are so that it shouldn't be considered as anacha. But if, let's say, some of the vessel itself was in his hand, yeah, right, then it'd be part to him, and if he could not bring it back to himself, because since some of the object is not Rosh Hashanah, then there wouldn't be a hanacha. Be that as may, says Mishmur further, says, Vimkin, if that's the case, but Masha Maishchai, who magbim in the art, says that he pulls it and he lifts it up from the ground, next to Akir, that's not considered as Akir, because there's no hanacha. So really, it shouldn't be a problem. El Rabban Gazra, but the Rabban Gazra, Shlai Voyu Lahakil, that they shouldn't come to be lenient, Afilech, the Novel Gamma, even where it totally falls into the ground, and but because of the bazaar, the kids of Kurdish, they permitted in this type of case not to be gazer. Sivkot and Chas, so the Rabbi explained the Rabbi Dorsey, because many people step on the doorstep, and therefore they can be bazaar today, therefore there's more of a disgrace than, let's say, the next sif where it's on the roof. Sivkot and Chas, but he said that Dafka Kisser Kurdish, but all other things is forbidden. I mean, that is Nami Afila. Even even when one end is remaining in his hand, still aslabiyatsli, now bring it back to where you are. Even if it doesn't fall, but sivkanyod el karmas, even to just in the karmas. Tom, the reason is the gamas I guess here also geyser, even though it's still in his hand, and it's a karmas, that maybe it's gonna totally fall on the ground. And falachi, even so, you begin this, he's gonna bring it back to himself. Now you should know. There are many achrenim, later authorities that are lean regarding this halacha, which is Sharatzin, like you say, brings that when the Oizen, the Arshon, the Vizmei, the Velagoyin, look over there that they prove that the Rabbi Magid himself is not going when it falls into the Karmelis, only when he's standing in the scoopers of Karmelis in front of his Rosh Hashanah, and because maybe he's going to come to bring a Dalai Lama's Rosh Hashanah, and even though it was within Dalai Lama's and by Sibir the lenient, like, but other things, they didn't differentiate between within Dalai Lama's to beyond Dalai Lama's, and it's all one Gezerah, as the Ritva writes, or maybe because the whole territory of the Gemara is that by when it's long, he's going to remember. Other things they didn't rely on this, the way the Raza asked over there, look over there, but not when it falls into our Karmelis. And they bring also pin the Rishayim that they hold to be lenient, even in such a case of Abaya, that is when the scooper is a Karmelis, when standing by Rosh Hashanah and in front of Mishra Zerabim, also brings the Vilna Goyim that the Rashi himself in this Chedushim is make up regarding this, and his Maskman and Malacha look over there. So, but says the Mishra Zerabim, however it would seem, the Mishra Zerabim Shalanu, although maybe you want to be Mekel in the Karmelis, but our Rosh Hashanah in Lahakal, don't be lenient, because even though many hold that our Shazam is a Karmelis, but the Karmel Paiskim is even, because many halachic authorities hold the Gamet Slaini Rosh Hashanah, that we also have a biblical Rosh Hashanah. Like I said previously, we said, hey, Siv, Zayin. Here halacha, the mask of the Rab Darcy. Rama said, yeah, because many people step on the doorstep. Now, the Mechaber didn't mention only the first Akimta of Rab. The Mishnah is talking about by Skupas Rosh Hashanah. And when they get stepped on, so therefore they were matter. And it goes to the Shutasa in Besesiv that agrees to the opinion of the Raza, that rejects the Teretz of Abai from the Allah, and it holds that even within the Alarama is forbidden, by a Skupa that's not stepped on, even by a Skupa of a Karmelis that's long. And his reason is because the Rush holds like the Raza. The fact that he quotes his words, and also from the Simas River, also sounds like this a little bit. He says, however, I looked and I found many Rishonim that go in the Shutz Ram that quotes the Tirtz Chavay La'alacha. He explains the Mishnah by Skubas Karmelis, that is, where it's not 10 Tvachamayim, people do not step in, and there's Nafkamina between and the rules with Dalai Lamas and the rules beyond Dalai Lamas. It's Taisis, the Rajb, the Chadush, the Shabbos, the Meiri over there, the, also the Zerua, so the founders of Rabbi Nachanan, the Ervin writes Tirtz Chavay as primary. No, so the Vilna Goin agrees in the beer, look over there. Now, regarding the Teretz of Abaya, the Gemara explains that Davka by a long Iskupa, then we're not concerned that he's going to come to bring it from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah through the Iskupa without putting that in between. But not, if not for that, then it would be awesome. And the Taz wonders on the Rambam, why doesn't he mention this condition? Look in the back of the Be'agra, and it's made that the answer the Rambam is talking about when it wasn't the Rosh Hashanah from the other side of the Karmelis. Like it sounds like a little bit from his words. But it doesn't mention the Iskupa at all. But it's still a little bit difficult. Why does not? Why is it about a salachas? Does it come to the Gemara? The skubas karmelis is near Rosh Hashanah. It's not mutter only dafka when it's long. Now, according to what we merited currently to the Pirush Rabbeinu Chananel, everything makes sense because these guys within the Gemara another teretz. Today, when it's not long, it's permitted with Chananel Rambam. It's possible very much that the Rambam had this gear, so they possibly have this because the Mishnah says Tama. However, Ma'aseh Halacha the Mechaber that quotes the teretz of Rabba, it seems also not to reject because the Razor, the Rush, the Torah, they agree also, and the Arzarur, it's explicit that Halacha we hold like teretz of Rabba because the Bizin Kisra Kodesh, they permitted even Chus Arba Amos with Mechaber Paskins.